Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. A race against the clock in Southern California. Thousands of firefighters hoping to make more progress against the fires there before the winds return next week. This is some residents are finally getting to see what's left of their homes. ABC's Melissa Adan in Altadena.
The focus for Southern California now shifting to rebuilding efforts. Destruction stretching out as far as the eye can see. The fires damaging or destroying at least 12,000 structures.
The U.S. law banning TikToks.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, this is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Across the line, right side, he'll launch it for three at the horn. He got it at the buzzer! To the rim, and he sends it down with the left hand. Right side shooting for the win. Got it! Bronson Koenig! Step back three straight on. Got it! Sam Decker. Bo Ryan will win for the 300th time as the head coach of the Wisconsin Badgers. Snaps off another three. Booked it. Oh, my goodness. Don't wake him up. Greg Kaminsky, a single game school record, 43 points.
I can't believe I'm going to say it, but here it comes. The Wisconsin Badgers are going to the Final Four.
Badger basketball is on the air. Today's game is brought to you by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Favic Rents, for all your equipment rental needs throughout Badgerland. And by SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the official ticketing partner of the Wisconsin Badgers. Find tickets to Badger games and more. SeatGeek. Welcome to the Badger Shootaround.
Courtside at the Galen Center in Los Angeles, where the Wisconsin Badgers will take on the USC Trojans. Part one in this two-game swing in Southern California. The Trojans have won their last two games. They sit 3-3 in the Big Ten, 11-6 overall. The Badgers, winners of six straight. They're now 4-2 in the conference, 14-3 overall, coming off that narrow escape on Tuesday night against Ohio State. We're about an hour away from the opening tip. We'll check in with Brian Butch in a few minutes. We'll hear from Joe Krabenhoff, head coach Greg Gard. Coming up, as always, we'll check in with Jesse Temple of The Athletic as we get rolling with the Badgers pregame show right after this. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Wildlife around the globe needs help. And when you help protect them, you become a friend of the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance. A real friend. The kind of friend you want to thank. And not just with a card or a text, but with a song.
Thank you for being a friend.
Travel down the road and back again.
Your heart is true, you're a pal and a confidant.
Thank you for being a friend. Thank you for being a friend. Thank you for being a friend.
From your friends at the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance, thank you for helping protect wildlife around the globe. Without you, there's no them. Learn more at sdzwa.org/friend.
Thank you for being a friend.
Did you know that 9 out of 10 Americans are sick of the divisions in our country? But there's one small step we can take to remember that we're still connected. All over America, strangers with different political views are coming together to talk about their lives, not politics, and discovering they actually have a lot in common. Because even if we don't see eye to eye, we can still talk heart to heart. So let's talk for a change. Learn more at takeonesmallstep.org.
Teachers are dynamic leaders shaping a new generation. They bring a variety of perspectives from diverse backgrounds, innovating how they teach to prepare students for our fast-changing world. They're skilled experts, discovering a universe of solutions, telling stories, inspiring, mentoring, connecting cultures, leading by example. Teaching is a journey that shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org, supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK. Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
We get started with the Badgers pregame show, and as always, we tip things off with Jesse Temple
of The Athletic. Jesse, I looked at the game against Ohio State as a little bit of a full circle, if there's such a thing, for a guy still well into his career and hopefully has a lot of years ahead of him in Greg Gard. His very first game, it was a win. They're comfortably ahead of Green Bay. Green Bay presses. All of a sudden, what looked to be a blowout became really interesting. Wisconsin won the game. Ohio State, 17-point lead at the half of the Badgers, and then all of a sudden, it was, I guess, symbolic of it's not supposed to be easy, but they found a way. They won again in a little different manner as some previous wins, but I guess it was probably in some ways a fitting way to get your 200th win for Greg Gard.
Yeah, it's certainly never easy, but Wisconsin found a way, and I think this speaks to the maturity that this particular group has. How many times would you see a team panic if you had a 17-point halftime lead and you're looking at the scoreboard late and all of a sudden you're only up one in a game that you feel like you absolutely should have? But they were able to respond. I think what stands out to me about that game are the number of guys that were able to contribute. John Tanji continues to be absolutely on fire from the free throw line. John Blackwell gives you 9 points to start the game. And Kamari McGee steps up and makes a couple of free throws when it's a one possession game. You still have Steven Crow playing well. You can go down the list, but I mean, that really speaks to, I think, what can make this team special. And Greg's ability to get to 200 wins, the third fastest to do that among Badgers coaches, it's kind of crazy to think that he's underrated to some degree. But when you come after Bo Ryan, who's a Hall of Famer at every Hall of Fame that's available, sometimes that can get lost in the shuffle. But I hope Badgers fans are able to appreciate what Greg is doing.
Yeah, Wisconsin's been very lucky in that regard. Brett Bielema followed a legend, three Big Ten championships. Greg Gard with two Big Ten championships following the legendary Bull Ride. Got to ask you, as someone who played, how hard is it to miss a free throw on purpose? John Blackwell tried, but he missed a couple he wanted to make and then made one he wanted to miss.
I think it's pretty difficult because all you do is spend every day practicing making your free throws to then be in a situation that's pressure packed and have to do the opposite is a challenge. I know he was frustrated with the end result. Not easy, but maybe if you just miss more of your free throws regularly and shoot a lower percentage, you'd be in a better spot.
I remember talking to Brad Davison after a game at Maryland three years ago where he missed one on purpose, and he moved over just a little bit on the free throw line, used a couple inches, and that made the difference in the game. The other thing that was interesting to me was, we were watching Wisconsin foul up three now, which is a little different than a few years ago. We asked Greg after the game, because that first foul came seemingly early, but you got guys like Thornton and Mobley who can get theirs, and they were fearful of a three. But it's been a little interesting to see this shift in the last couple of years. These guys, maybe they've tried it before, but they're accomplishing it now. When they need to foul, they will.
Yeah, I think here's the other thing that obviously helps, Matt. You lead the country in free throw shooting, so if you give away a couple points, you will consistently be able to keep it a three-point game, a four-point game, and that's what you ended up seeing. Wisconsin made 25 of 28 free throws, and I know John wasn't happy that there were a couple that ended up missing late, but Wisconsin was able to recover. So I think you can play that style when you know you have guys that are going to hit it when it's absolutely necessary.
Yeah, it's a key point, because there have been years where they have not been good free throw shooting teams, to the point where you had to keep a couple guys off the floor, really good players at crunch time. This will be an interesting matchup with USC. They have big guards. You know, they're a team that they may not have a 7-2 dominant center, but their guards are big. So this, for Klesman, for Blackwell, for McGee, this sets up an intriguing day, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm really fascinated to see what happens on this West Coast trip in general. It's not easy when you leave town and you got to stay out there for a couple extra days. What these additions to the Big Ten can provide for Wisconsin, because there's no doubt the Badgers have played exceptionally well here during this six-game winning streak, but are obviously going to be tested on the road against both USC and UCLA.
All right. He's Jesse Tupple of The Athletic. Stay with us. When we continue, we'll have our Badger Spotlight. We'll talk with Associate Head Coach Joe Krabenhoff to get his perspective on Greg Gard 200 wins now as the Badgers head coach. More of our pregame is coming up. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
At Jones, we make our sausage, bacon, and ham the traditional way, with simple ingredients and a commitment to distinctive quality. But what we're really proud of is how they taste. Our bacon is dry-aged. Almost no other manufacturer takes the time to do that. And our all-natural roll sausage is made with just three ingredients: pork, salt, and spices. That's it. It's attention to detail and quality that you can taste in every bite. At Jones, we've been making breakfast better since 1889, and we're a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Go Badgers!
When it comes to women's sports, there's no place like UW. Our women set the standard for elite performance, from the volleyball court to the hockey rink. Every set, spike, and score pushes the boundaries of what's possible. UW Health mirrors this dedication to greatness. Our extraordinary team of doctors combines revolutionary research with compassionate care, setting the benchmark for healthcare across the country. So for the best care and the best athletics, it's easy. UW all the way. UW Health. Remarkable.
At U.S. Bank, when they say they're in it with you, they mean it. Not just for the good stuff, the grand openings and celebrations, although those are pretty great, but for all the hard work it took to get there, the fine-tuning of goals, the managing of cash and workflows and decision-making. They're in to help you through all of it, because together they're proving day in and day out that there is nothing as powerful as the power of us. Visit usbank.com to get started today. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC, copyright 2024, U.S. Bank.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way, you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/PoweringBeyond.
Hey, Badger fans. Basketball season is here, and SeatGeek is here to help you experience all the action. SeatGeek makes it easy to find tickets so you can be a part of all the courtside celebrations this season. Whether you're buying or selling tickets to Wisconsin basketball games or to any other live event in your area, SeatGeek is the place to do it. SeatGeek is the official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. The most disruptive idea in ticketing? A ticket that works. Expect the expected. SeatGeek.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that American Family Insurance agents can help build a customized renter's policy so you can protect stuff like this, or this, or even this. Case in point. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Our pregame continues with today's Badger Spotlight as we hear from associate head coach Joe Krabbenhoff, who might be from South Dakota, but Joe is about as Wisconsin gets, and certainly a true Badger in every way, part of a Big Ten championship team here in 2008. And he's been on the staff since April of 2016. A couple of years ago, he was promoted to associate head coach. And he knows Greg Gard about as well as anyone around here. And you'd better believe that Dakota Joe, as he used to be called, was as thrilled as anyone to see his head coach get win number 200 on Tuesday night.
I think the evolution of his career has just been a lot of fun to, A, play for and, you know, be on the inside of that as a player and being coached under him, and then, kind of sitting alongside him for a year as a video coordinator as he was the lead assistant, and then, you know, being alongside of him with, you know, through this journey as a head coach and watching him grow and just become one of the best to ever do it here at Wisconsin has been so much fun. You know, he's got this foundation that's been built, and he'll give credit, as we all will, to those who came before us, and Coach Bennett and Coach Ryan and even long before that, and the players. And he leans into that foundation. He stands firmly on that. He's never forgotten who he is and what's built this place. And at the same time, he's evolved and changed more than anybody, maybe, right, in this program over his tenure, from, you know, that day in 2016, mm-hmm. if I'm right, to where we're at today is night and day basketball game, but still the rock solid foundation that was built before him, that he helped build. And so it's just really neat to watch you know, that fine line, that balance of never forgetting who you are and leaning into that and teaching the players about that history and what it takes to win here while running a whole new system and recruiting, if you will call it that, a brand new generation and getting them to come together in the same fashion, in a completely different way, but in the same fashion that Bo and Dick and many before him did. So it's just been a neat lesson for us all to be a part of and watch. And he's done it with an open mind, and it's been really cool.
It's you see it every day. We see it from across the floor or from a different lens, but it seems like he's a kind of a basketball savant too. He loves the game, the X's and O's, and as you said, willing to tweak. And certainly this is a program that has tweaked some things. I don't think it's a complete overhaul, but an evolution. That's going to be a fun part of this job, right? There's a lot of stuff, a lot of things going on in college athletics, but when you can just get in there and draw stuff up, that's going to be a really treat of this position.
He's a true junkie, if you will, of the game. He loves it. He watches it. He studies it. He pays homage to Coach Izzo and Coach Painter and many who have came before him, even in other conferences. And I won't give away all the secrets, but we have play calls with nicknames of other programs because he's watching and he's learning and he's implementing and always searching to continue to be better. And that's his challenge to the players every day, is continue to get better every single day. And he's not going to just challenge them without challenging himself, his staff, to constantly push and grow and get better. And that's a true basketball junkie, a true head coach that's done a phenomenal job.
You touched on this a couple of minutes ago. That's the one of the things too that we've noticed about Greg over the years, is that he's his own guy. When you work for Coach Ryan for as long as he did, there are certain things, even maybe mannerisms, like even the catcher's crouch and all that. But he's Greg Gard. He's not Bo Ryan's top assistant. That's the past, right? That seems fair to say.
Yeah, and there are sayings and drills and the way we talk that it's like it's 2006 all over again. So there are plenty of things that will never leave him or myself or many on this staff and what Bo instilled in us and how the game needs to be played. But he has grown grown to the point where in 25 years from now, they'll be saying, that's what Coach Gard did. That's what Coach Gard said. That's the way he stood. That's the way he talked, because he is becoming his own guy while also understanding, hey, so I learned a lot from a Hall of Famer. I might as well use a lot of what I learned. So he's walked that line really well.
It's interesting. He was talking with the media in recent days about, as much as things are changing, guys still want to be coached. Mm-hmm. And maybe the relationships have to be, maybe they need to be a little bit different from, the quote old days. But you find that true? I mean, these guys, they want an honest assessment. And then in a perfect world, everybody wants that. But yeah, like, by and large, your guys that way?
Yeah, and I think, that goes back to, the culture that we have instilled in this program. And it's a player-led culture, for sure. But it starts at the top, and that's with Coach Gard, But when you got guys that like Carter Gilmore and Kamari McGee and Max Klesmith, Stephen Crowell, guys who have watched guys before them do this, and Tyler Wall and so on and so forth. But that message comes from the top down of what, like I said, the foundation of what we're standing on here at Wisconsin basketball, right? It's rock solid. And we teach our guys, without trying to embellish some of the stories of when we played, we teach them what it means to be a Badger, what it means to put on this jersey. And they wear that with honor. And, when you got that kind of culture, you can coach them and you can hold them accountable. And these guys want to be great. And in order to be great, you got to be willing to be pushed. And Coach Gard, like his predecessor, will push you. And that's the sign of a good team and a good coach.
That's Badgers Associate Head Coach Joe Krabbenhoff. To that's today's Badgers Spotlight. Stay with us. The Notebook is up next. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Resentment. Unresolved hurt and anger is a disease that kills more people each year than cancer. The cure is forgiveness. If you're carrying a heavy load of hurt and anger, forgiveness is the key to healing your head and your heart. UW-Madison professor and founder of the International Forgiveness Institute, Dr. Bob Enright, invites you to visit his website, Learn why to forgive and how to forgive. Learn about the peacemaking power of putting forgiveness inside of you. Visit internationalforgiveness.com.
Wisconsin traditions have been built for years around the Badgers, game day, and the mascot. But lead miners are the original Badgers in the state, not the animal or the mascot. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like Badgers by digging tunnels into the hillsides to stay warm and sleep where they worked. It led to the reason why today you really can't think of Wisconsin without thinking Badgers. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr. When you think about early labor unions, do you think of Wisconsin? You should. The state's first labor union formed in Milwaukee in 1847 when the bricklayers organized, then the carpenters union in 1848. The National Labor Union didn't even form until 1866. A State Historical Society report shows Wisconsin's union members also pushed for workers' compensation and unemployment insurance legislation, becoming a model for other states. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder. Metamorphosis, the loss of who you thought you is.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
Our pregame coverage continues from the Galen Center as the Badgers take on USC here this afternoon. Time for our Badgers notebook. Eric Musselman is in his first year as the head coach out at USC. They come into this game 11-6, past 5 years at Arkansas. Badger fans probably familiar with the name. They may not know much about him otherwise, but my partner Brian Butch knows him pretty well. You went up against him, huh?
Oh, he did. Yeah, absolutely. He was a head coach at Reno Bighorns and the Los Angeles Defenders back when I played in the D-League. Now it's the G-League, but the D-League. And the one thing that he always did, his teams always played hard, even at that level, which is tougher at the professional level because it's just, you know, and there's a reason that he's gone back to college. He's coached in the NBA, the semi-pros, college level. But the respect that I had as a player going against his teams, even when they were on back-to-backs, because a lot of times I played out in Bakersfield for 3 years. We would travel down, take a 18-passenger van down the highway to L.A. We'd get off the thing and play, and then we would have two back-to-back games that we would play against them. And they played so hard every single minute. And if they didn't, because at times it would fall into that trap, my goodness, there was a timeout instantly. And the gym we played in, it was actually the Lakers practice facility, okay, is where we played our games.
Okay.
So in front of 100 people, because that's all they could fit in there. Okay. So, right? So he called.
So you could hear everything that they have to say about you, right?
Yeah, there you go. Well, they didn't even know who we were, but it was just family and friends of the LA Defenders that came to him. But you love the game when you play in that environment. But
yes.
The amount of just going after his guys about playing hard. It wasn't the X's and O's, but if they got into that lull, there was an instant timeout, and he was, you know what, after those guys. And instantly it switched. And that's what this USC team is doing now. I mean, they went into Illinois, and it wasn't about the skills. It was about the intensity of we're going to bully Illinois, and we're going to play harder than Illinois. Now, it helps that you got Desmond Claude, who's coming out and playing really well, and I don't think people have talked about him and his transfer here. Thought he was really good at Xavier.
Yes.
Underappreciated. But overall, like, that's what he can do. He can get the most out of players. Now, I don't know how long. Like, there's a reason he's bounced, because when you do that, it wears on guys. It wears on administration. You know, it does. But it's also just the way he's wired. And that's why he gets the most out of all of his teams. Nobody thought Arkansas basketball was going to make the run now. Last year, the transfers he brought in didn't hit. But the years prior to that, I mean,
Sweet 16,
and rolling. Uh-huh. So that and that's what this USC team has done right now is they switched it. They've turned that corner, and that's where Wisconsin has to match the intensity this afternoon.
We'll talk with Greg Gard. We'll hear from him in a few minutes because I asked him about the size of their guards. They have a lot of length in the backcourt.
That's not unusual for a Musselman team, though, right?
Correct. That's what it is. Guard play, guard play, guard play. You even look at what they've got right now with Josh Cohen. I mean, he's going to play. He's not going to play a lot. And that's their starting five for everybody out there that doesn't know USC basketball. They're going to go, I don't want to say small, but they're going to go a little bit smaller. But their guards make up for that. They can. Mm-hmm. It allows their big guards allow them to kind of do that.
You mentioned, too, with this team, this is an almost entire roster makeover, which that's not the first time we said that about an opponent. New coach, they have one returning player, Harrison Hornery, who's played in a few games, modest statistics. So maybe it makes some sense, given how good of a coach Musselman is, that it takes a while. And they are really, apparently, they look to be a team that's starting to hit its stride about the halfway point of the season. But with new roster, it's going to take a little bit.
Well, it's going to take some time. It's also what he does. Everywhere he's been, there's roster turnover. The professional level, constant roster turnover. The G League, D League, constant roster turnover. The NBA turnover. And then you look at every college stop that he's been at, he's had to rebuild a body. He's had to rebuild a roster because he had to rebuild a program.
Yeah.
That's why it's so intriguing to so many programs as far as, hey, we got to turn this thing around. Let's go get Mus.
Doing a nice job here, especially in recent games. They've won their last two, four of their last six. And we talked about these lineup tweaks. This current lineup they have has gone 7-2, as a matter of fact, or 11-6 overall. That is our notebook. More of our Badgers pregame shows coming up. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Hey, Badger fans. You want your family to be warm and comfortable during the brutal Wisconsin winters, right? That's why it's good to know the knowledgeable, friendly dealers at Bryan Heating and Cooling, who will do whatever it takes to keep your furnace running efficiently, no matter what the weather throws at you. Plus, score up to $2,600 in tax credits on qualifying Bryan systems and ask about local rebates and financing for qualified buyers. Find your local dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Join the Wisconsin Department of Corrections and make a positive impact on lives across the state. Enjoy an excellent state benefits package and a nationally ranked pension program. The Wisconsin DOC is currently hiring correctional officers with a starting pay of over $33 per hour, plus scheduled increases and plenty of advancement opportunities. Plus, hourly rates increase for those hired from medium and maximum security positions. To learn more and apply, go to wisc.jobs, that's WISC.jobs.
Hey, Badger fans, Tony Drake with Drake & Associates, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. How do you prepare for the big game? You strategize, right? Well, retirement is your ultimate big game. And without a solid plan, it's like stepping onto the court without practice. But here's the game changer. Claim your retirement ready toolkit for free from Drake & Associates. Just text Bucky to 262-600-2782. That's Bucky to 262-600-2782. Our Retirement Ready Roadmap is your playbook for financial success. Let's slam dunk your retirement goals together, because at Drake & Associates, we're your winning strategy for a financial game plan.
Drake & Associates is an independent investment advisory firm that offers different investment vehicles. All insurance products are backed by the issuing insurance company. This commercial is provided for informational purposes only.
Badgers are born brave. They're not afraid to face a tough opponent or take on the impossible. At UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, our team of doctors take on cancer with that same Badger stamina. Where others step back, we step up, researching, treating, and defeating even the most complex cancers, making us the only NCI-designated comprehensive cancer center in the state. So now, from stadium to hospital, you can count on Wisconsin and UW Health to fight and win. UW Health Carbone Cancer Center. Remarkable.
Our pregame coverage continues as the Badgers are in Southern California for the next few days. Tuesday night, they'll take on UCLA.
But coming up in a bit more than a half an hour, the Badgers taking on the USC Trojans, Wisconsin's first trip out here as a basketball program in some 40 years. Badgers have won six straight, and Butchie, they've done it in some different ways here, which the other day, the constant has been the free throw shooting. But in the midst of this, they have had a couple of grinders, and they were able to hold off Ohio State on Tuesday.
Yeah, I think a game like that is so crucial because in Big Ten play, you're going to have a lot of close games. So where's the ball when you close out games? And I think that's the one thing still with this team that they're still trying to maneuver a little bit and work through. The Ohio State, the ball was in John Blackwell's hands, end of game, run the high ball screen action. There's going to be more of those. That's life in the Big Ten. So it's very good. But again, I'll emphasize this. Stephen Crowell's been fantastic.
Yes.
He's been ultra aggressive. He's got to be that way again this afternoon.
Averaging 16 points, a little better than that, actually. 6.5 rebounds a game over the last six all Wisconsin victories. Half an hour away from the opening tip, the Badgers and the Trojans. We'll check in with head coach Greg Gard, presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
I am Rosario Dawson. Cancer is one journey no one should take on alone. And Stand Up to Cancer wants to make sure no one has to. We bring together the best scientists and doctors to help accelerate the development of more effective treatments. And with the support of individuals like you, more patients will see that even though cancer may interrupt the journey, it doesn't have to determine the destination. Join us and let's go further together. Learn more at standuptocancer.org/AA.
Action! When I grow up, I want to be a director because they get to talk to everybody about everything. They get to make cool movies and dance music videos.
If your child is sick over and over again, it could be PI, a defect of the immune system that affects millions. Early testing can give children a chance to dream.
And when I'm a director, I get to say, lights, camera, action.
For more information, visit the Jeffrey Modell Foundation at info4pi.org.
That's a wrap.
Diane from Michigan, a disabled senior citizen trying to get by. Henry from Florida, a veteran fighting to make ends meet. Elena from Arizona, a mother struggling to feed her daughter. Hi, I'm Connie Britton, and I support Feeding America because they help provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year, like Diane, Henry, and Elena. Learn more at feedingamerica.org. Feeding America, 200 food banks strong.
You're listening to Lake Air WLAK, Amory's home for Matinair on Air.
Badger basketball is brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. Jones Dairy Farm, making breakfast better since 1889. And by U.S. Bank. U.S. Bank is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. U.S. Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC. Now back to the Badger shoot-around.
Pre-game coverage continues, joined now by Badgers head coach Greg Gard as Wisconsin takes on USC. It's strange out here, Greg. I don't know what you think, but like downtown, you wouldn't know that they've had the fires and all this stuff. But I know you guys are very aware. You kept tabs. And as we mentioned on a video yesterday, you got important basketball games, but some other things that your guys are going to be involved in, too.
Yeah, I think, obviously, you always try to keep perspective of what real life is all about. And it's a very devastating time out here for the residents of the L.A. area with everything going on. So Monday we're going to, we have a two-day break between games. We'll be able to help out with the community service project a little closer to UCLA's campus. And, we try to do these things. We were at Children's Hospital a couple weeks ago with some kids there. And I think our players enjoy doing it. And I think it gives them a, a great perspective of, you know, we have things pretty good, you know, and they we talk about that a lot. And for us in our position and the attention we get, the notoriety we get, that to be able to use our platform to help other people, I think is a good thing.
I know SC and UCLA, their guys are happy to be back home, and UCLA obviously protecting the home court this week. You guys are on a nice little run right now, and it seems like, as we've mentioned before, you've been able to win in some different ways, but it never hurts to be an 85% free throw shooting team, too.
Yeah, I think first you want to get there, you know, make sure you're getting there as much as possible, and I think we need to get there more here recently. But, yeah, I think the combination of being able to you know, get to the rim, get fouled, play it in the paint, in that charge circle, so to speak, offensively, and then the ability to take good open threes, and you mix and match that. And then we've had to grind a little bit, too. The Rutgers game was a grind. The Ohio State game, because they made a thrust back at us, was a grind. And that game pressure, I think, was good for us, just to get us in that mindset of what it's like when we do get tight and things we can prevent from getting it tight. So, yeah, I think you take every experience, every game, and every segment of the game and learn from it, knowing you got a lot more coming in front of you.
You can have a grinder where you're still storing 70, 75 points and averaging 82 overall. Things have changed.
Yeah. I mean, I get asked all the time, like, well, what's your secret for free throw shooting? And so the secret is recruit good shooters. You know, we're doing the same drills we did when we shot 70% or 69%. It's just, it's the credit goes to the guys going to the line, going up and sticking to their routine and being confident and knocking them down.
All right, we'll have more with head coach Greg Gardner. Pregame chat presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming. Back in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Looking for a fan favorite at your tailgate? Pork has you covered. Not only is it nutritious and delicious, but pork's got that flavor that your family expects. Firing up the grill? Try chops, brats, and ribs. Making appetizers or finger foods? Add bacon, ground, or shredded pork. Visit WPPA.org for recipe inspiration and to learn where you can source local pork. Wisconsin Pork Association is proud to support the Badgers and our farmers all year round. And you should too. Brought to you by Wisconsin's Pig Farmers.
At U.S. Bank, when they say they're in it with you, they mean it. Not just for the good stuff, the grand openings and celebrations, although those are pretty great, but for all the hard work it took to get there, the fine-tuning of goals, the managing of cash and workflows and decision-making, they're in to help you through all of it. Because together they're proving day in and day out that there is nothing as powerful as the power of us. Visit usbank.com to get started today. Equal housing lender, member FDIC, copyright 2024, U.S. Bank.
Jerry?
Yes, honey.
Ooh, don't you think... Jerry!
I know. I'm calling Cleary.
You know, sometimes DIY means don't involve yourself. You can still have the building of your dreams. Just let the amazing team at Cleary do the work we love. Cleary Building Corp. Stopping do-it-yourselfers from injuring themselves since 1978.
Badger fans, the temperatures may be dropping, but the Big Ten action at the Kohl Center is just heating up. This winter, we've got an action-packed schedule of Badger men's and women's basketball and men's hockey games right here at home. Gather your friends and family, secure your seats, and create lasting memories with us at the Kohl Center. For the full Badger schedule and to purchase your tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
Hey there, Badger fans. This is Xavier Amos, forward for Wisconsin men's basketball. We are ready to elevate our game to new heights, and we want you to be a part of the action. With a VC Connect membership, you can contribute to our path to championships both on and off the court. You'll gain access to exclusive experiences, behind-the-scenes insights, and unique opportunities to connect with student athletes like never before. VC Connect has tunnel vision on victory. Do you? Head over to vcconnectwi.com today.
An elegant, intimate experience in fine dining is right here at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge features choice cuts of Angus beef and fresh seafood prepared to perfection over an open flame grill, complemented by an extensive selection of fine wines and signature martinis. A passion for detail in exceptional dining. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Open Thursday through Sunday. Call and make your reservations today.
We continue with Badgers head coach Greg Gard, USC team that's been playing much better of late. I guess the first thing that pops out is the size of their guards. They've got a little bit of length.
Yeah, they do. I mean, they're across the board, you know, and you mentioned playing better. I think they have here in the last five. I think they've won six of the last eight, but lineup changed and shifted some people around a little bit. Got a redshirt freshman into the lineup in Yates, and obviously Desmond Claude is. I know we keep talking about we saw a good guard last week in Bruce Thornton. We've seen other really good guards. This one may be as good as there is in the league. I mean, we'll see when. But we recruited him a little bit out of high school. We tried to recruit him when he transferred from Xavier. So we know full well how good a player Desmond is. But a lot of players around Yates, Ogbo, they've really done some good things. St. Thomas, who's in Omaha, watched him play against Jackie Hepburn a lot through his high school career. So, yeah, they have a very talented team. You mentioned the length across the perimeter does present some interesting challenges today.
You mentioned Claude. Besides being 6'6", what separates him from a lot of other really good guys?
Doesn't get sped up, you know, but he has a burst, you know, and he really finishes well around the rim. It's hard to get the ball out of his hands. It's hard to get him to pick it up. He just has patience and great vision, and just they run a lot of obviously balls in his hands a lot. So he's a high usage player in terms of the percentage. So, like I said, he's big, he's quick, he's slithery, he's all the things that a high level point guard should be.
They're not a team that shoots a ton of threes, but I'm going to talk out of both sides of my mouth because Yates was 4 out of 5 the other day. It's a interesting looking shot, certainly not a one size fit all mm-hmm. fits all technique, but you got to honor that.
Oh yeah, Yates and Ogbo shoots it really well with great size at 6'7", 6'8". And yeah, they've been streaky. You know, they've had games where they make zero, as they did early in the year against St. Mary's, and they've had games when they, I think the last game here, they went 10-15. So they found a little rhythm. I think the lineup change as they have settled into that has really helped them.
All right, that's Badgers head coach Greg Gard. We'll take a break. Our pregame coverage continues. We'll look around the Big Ten presented by the Big Ten Network. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is a 1,200-mile footpath started in the 1950s and now running through 30 Wisconsin counties. The Ice Age Trails PR director, Melissa Pyrick, says one group of hikers describes it best.
They started in St. Croix Falls, so they kind of did this North Woods, which is very rural and rustic. And they said they couldn't believe once you get down into the southern part of the state, especially Dane County, all of a sudden it turns into prairies and it's just beautiful.
The trail continues south to Janesville, then back to the northeast and up to Sturgeon Bay. It is also one of just 11 in the country designated as a National Scenic Trail. Learn more about it in your area at iceagetrail.org. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Badgers pregame show. Time to look around the Big Ten presented by the Big Ten Network last night. Two teams that I think fit the description of Jekyll and Hyde had at it in Columbus, Ohio State and Indiana. Went into overtime. Ohio State has been living with close games here in the last couple of weeks. And lost by one. Indiana gets a Luke Goody three with about a minute left in OT. 77-76. That was a much needed win for whoever was going to win it. But for Indiana to come off the canvas like that on the road, that's a big one for them.
Well, especially after the last two, right?
Yes.
I mean, Ohio State have been in close games. You know, they find a way to win at Minnesota. They go 1-1 over the last two there. You know, obviously lose to Wisconsin. But in general, like Indiana needed something. We had talked about that at dinner last night. I said the Iowa game, Indiana fans could be mad about.
Mm-hmm.
The Illinois game, I understand it was lopsided.
Buzzsaw.
Whoever Illinois was going to play was going to get buzzsawed. And that's what happened there. But it was a good win for Indiana, for sure.
UCLA gets a nice win. They're trying to get things squared away after a tough road trip. Obviously, the UCLA campus close to where the wildfires were. People at Pacific Palisades very affected. Dick Cronin has talked about, you know, being in, you know, thinking they might have to evacuate. They get back home.
And they just dropped the hammer on Iowa. That game wasn't close from the get-go, 94-70. They shoot 62% for the field. And like teams are, if you're slumping offensively, you get healthy playing Iowa right now. I know they beat Indiana 85-60 recently, but it's not the first time Iowa has given up a ton of points.
No, they gave up a bunch of points. The other thing is in the first half, they didn't score the ball.
Exactly.
The way Iowa does. And at that point, now all of a sudden, it escalated so quickly that they could never recover from it. But this also was going to be a buzzsaw for whoever came into UCLA because they had been on the road for so long. They just get home and kind of – it's one of those for sure. Badgers, so one of those games.
Badgers will play UCLA on Tuesday night. Another game in the Big Ten that will tip off shortly in Eugene. Purdue taking on Oregon. They're the top 20 teams there. Boilermakers 14-4 overall. The Ducks are 15-2. And that is our check around the Big Ten presented by the Big Ten Network. When we continue, we'll get Butchie's keys to today's game between the Badgers and the Trojans. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
At Jones, we make our sausage, bacon, and ham the traditional way, with simple ingredients and a commitment to distinctive quality. But what we're really proud of is how they taste. Our bacon is dry-aged. Almost no other manufacturer takes the time to do that. And our all-natural roll sausage is made with just three ingredients: pork, salt, and spices. That's it. It's attention to detail and quality that you can taste in every bite. At Jones, we've been making breakfast better since 1889, and we're a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Go Badgers!
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not to Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist. End the friendship. Or choose chill because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose chill. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Looking for a fan favorite at your tailgate? Pork has you covered. Not only is it nutritious and delicious, but pork's got that flavor that your family expects. Firing up the grill? Try chops, brats, and ribs. Making appetizers or finger foods? Add bacon, ground, or shredded pork. Visit WPPA.org for recipe inspiration and to learn where you can source local pork. Wisconsin Pork Association is proud to support the Badgers and our farmers all year round. And you should too. Brought to you by Wisconsin's Pig Farmers.
Flex Premium Athleisure is softness that plays hard. From the couch to the gym to the office and beyond, Flex gives you premium comfort and style and keeps up with anything without costing everything. Now take an extra 15% off Flex at Kohl's. Whether you're chasing the ball or chasing the kids, life's a workout. Flex with it. Exclusively at Kohl's. 15% off valid through January 20th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
The big game. Family. Friends, we know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way, you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
We continue with the Badgers pregame show. Wisconsin and USC this afternoon at the Galen Center in L.A. Time for Butchie's keys to today's game.
First thing starts with transition defense. In a road environment, you don't want to give up any easy buckets. So that's the first thing that needs to happen, transition defense. Next, ball screen defense for Wisconsin. Now, USC's got big guards. They're going to get into the paint, but you have to make sure it's not straight line drives. Have to avoid that. The last thing is, we know USC is starting to shoot the ball a little bit better for three, that the ability. So be in to help so that the guards can't drive. We know they like to get a lot of fouls, but then get out and close out to shooters. And the last thing for me is offensive rebounding. Even if you don't shoot the ball well, you can go be a big part of it. That's an area that I think is a weakness of USC. Go get some offensive rebounds. Get some easy buckets there for Wisconsin.
All right, those are your keys to today's game. We're back with the starting lineups presented by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
As a professional in your field, have you ever wanted to give back to your community? CTE stands for Career and Technical Education. Career and technical educators are professionals who teach the next generation of students going into these fields. CTEs are important because they help shape the future workforce. CTE not only benefits the student learning the program, but the teacher who teaches it.
CTE has impacted me personally because, one, I'm a product of CTE. I was a student in these classes when I was in high school. But also, as a teacher, I get to build these relationships with students. And it's not just subject matter. It's a potential career. It's a potential passion. And you get to work with students and see them going on to careers in this field. I get to work with students in the most unique setting, a setting that's technical, creative, and hands-on. And I think when you bring teachers and students together like that, you get to see a different side of their potential. There is nothing more exciting than that.
If this seems like something you'd be interested in, go to acteonline.org and search for Teach CTE.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
The UW Health Injury Update, UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. Ricardo Greppi is in uniform, been working here in recent days. Got that brace on the right knee, but he is back up. Cameron Hunter not here, still rehabbing from his injury, suffered in some pregame work a few days ago, and that is your UW Health Injury Update. Now to the starting lineups brought to you by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. Don't drop the ball, Badger fans. The Wisconsin DOT reminds you to drive sober. First for the Trojans, Eric Musselman in his first year, 10th year overall at the college level, 232 wins, 99 setbacks in his time in college. He has Josh Cohen, 6'10 grad student out of Lincroft, New Jersey, 8.3 points, 2.5 rebounds a game. Chibuzo Abo, a 6'7 grad student, about 13 points, 4.5 rebounds a game. Wesley Yates, 6'4 redshirt freshman out of Beaumont, Texas, 10.5 points, 2.5 rebounds. St. Thomas, 6'7 senior from Omaha, Nebraska, 10.5 points and a team best 6.2 rebounds. Also a shade better than 4 assists per game. And Desmond Claude rounds out the starting five, and he has been hot of late, averaging 20.5 points a game over his last six. Overall, 16.5 points per game, 4 rebounds, and 4.2 assists per contest. For Greg Gard's Wisconsin Badgers, the usual starting five. You'll have Stephen Crowell, the 7-foot grad student from Eagan, Minnesota, at 10.5 points, 5.5 rebounds, 2.5 assists per game. Nolan Winter, 6'11 sophomore out of Lakeville, Minnesota, 10.5 points, 6 boards a game. John Tanjay, 6'5 grad student out of North Omaha, 18 points, 5 rebounds, 2 assists. John Blackwell, 6'4 sophomore out of Bloomfield Hills, Michigan, 15.5 points a game. And Max Klesman, 6'4 senior out of Nina, 10 points and 2.8 assists per contest. Series tied through the years, haven't met often. 2 wins for the Badgers, 2 wins for the Trojans. These programs met in the Bahamas back in November of 2022, a down-to-the-wire game. Wisconsin was able to win it 64-59. Chucky Hepburn getting a big-time steal and a bucket in the closing minute as the Badgers and Trojans last met down in the Bahamas. We mentioned Wisconsin has not been out here in some 4-plus decades to play USC here in Los Angeles. But as a program, the Badgers were in this city some 10 years ago on a road to the Final Four, defeating North Carolina in the Sweet 16 and then Arizona in the West Regional Final to get Bo Ryan's team their second trip in as many years to the Final Four. Those are your starting lineups. The opening tip for Wisconsin and USC presented by Odyssey Brands. That's next. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
For 48 straight years, Ford F-Series have been the best-selling trucks in America. We got here by engineering breakthrough technology, redefining built Ford tough, and never settling for second best. But what's really made Ford F-Series the number one selling trucks in America is you. Ford F-Series, built Ford tough. Based on 1977 to 2024 calendar year total sales.
The Kohl Center, Camp Randall, the Fieldhouse. This is where the magic happens, where the best players lead with passion, fight with power, and win with exceptional performance. And now it's time we add another house to our Badger community. Meet Madison's newest powerhouse player, UW Health East Park Medical Center, home of top doctors and advanced treatments, all under one roof. So no matter the opponent, we're the place to defeat it. UW Health. Remarkable.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com. That's WEABenefits.com. WEA Member Benefits is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
An elegant, intimate experience in fine dining is right here at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge features choice cuts of Angus beef and fresh seafood prepared to perfection over an open flame grill, complemented by an extensive selection of fine wines and signature martinis. A passion for detail in exceptional dining. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Open Thursday through Sunday. Call and make your reservations today.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, Badger basketball is on the air.
When you think of Wisconsin basketball, you think about discipline.
Out of Max for three in the lead. He hit it from right of the circle, Max Klusman.
You think about being fundamentally sound.
Rebound Blackwell just took it away from Reese. Blowing the left, lifted in off the glass.
You think about playing with a level of toughness.
Oh, nice pass from Blackwell into Crowell for the dunk.
Every day there's another step.
And the Wisconsin Badgers knock off third-ranked Marquette as they storm the floor at the Kohl Center in Madison.
On Wisconsin. Badger basketball is brought to you by Fabic Cat, your cat equipment dealer throughout Badgerland. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of Wisconsin Athletics. And by Menards. Save big money at Menards, proud partner of Badger basketball. Tip-off is just moments away. Let's go courtside. Here's the voice of the Badgers, Matt LePay.
Bright stars through the perilous fight, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, yay, proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, sing us that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free.
Center in Los
Los Angeles with Brian Butch, our engineer Dave McCann, and Aisha Jackson back in our network studio. This is Matt LePay. We welcome you to Wisconsin basketball, a little two-game swing in Southern California. First up, Eric Musselman's USC Trojans. SC 11-6 overall, 3-up, 3-down in the Big Ten. The Badgers are 14-3 overall, winners of six straight, and now 4-2 in Big Ten conference play. Before we start the game, let's first pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Badgers and the Trojans here this afternoon as Wisconsin has his Southern California swing. They've got UCLA coming up on Tuesday night. SC here, of course, the Wisconsin traveling party has been very closely monitoring what's been going on out here with the wildfires. They've caught a little bit of a break with the weather. The winds have calmed, as slowly but surely things are improving out here. So it's game on today, game on Tuesday. Matter of fact, Iowa played UCLA at Pauley Pavilion. There was some talk that they might have to move that. They did not, so everything is on schedule here for the Wisconsin Badgers and the USC Trojans. An important swing, Brian Butch, for the next five, starting today, for the next five on the road for Wisconsin.
Well, life of the Big Ten, and we've seen it with Big Ten teams going on the road and losing. So you have to stay focused on each game. Can't focus on what you have come ahead. And that's tough on a trip that you stay on the road for. And that's the biggest. Yes, it's new. It's the L.A. swing. You come out here, you play two games. It's hard not to think about we're out here for 7 days or 6 days. But you have to be dialed in on this game right now, this moment.
And the Badgers' last road trip to the East Coast went well, a win against Rutgers. And USC, we mentioned, playing better. That